What Doesn't Break Us? Burrowhead, Book 3. Written by Helen Sedgwick and read by Julie Maisie. Georgie is conscious of the sound of her shoes, their wet rubber soles squeaking as she follows the nurse down the hospital corridor. Her forehead is damp, either from rain or sweat. She's given up trying to tell the difference. This weather, so muggy, she can feel the weight of the air in her lungs. The last time she was in this hospital, she had Fergus. Her stomach twists at the thought, at the knowledge of what people are saying. In the corner of her eye, she glimpses filthy, matted hair, feels a tugging on her shirt cuff, but this is not happening again. She won't let it. She keeps her eyes staring straight ahead and folds her arms. You're sensitive, aren't you, Georgie? That's what old Walt Mackey said before he died. Mum? It's D.S. Fraser. He's here with her. HQ agreed for him to stay for another week or two at least, to keep following his leads, investigating the Abigail Moss murder, or whatever it was old Betty Marshall witnessed in the woods when she was a girl. Abigail Moss. A name with no records attached to it. A memory from 60 years ago, and a dedication on the bench by the village playground. It's not much to go on, but it could be the last crime for Burrowhead Police before the station is closed for good. Unless there's a crime she needs to investigate here, too. You talk to those four, she says, nodding her head down the corridor to where Aaron Prowell, Penny Ann Taylor, Terry Dodd and Julie Alperstein are being kept in for observation for a few more hours. Three locals and one student from the city. Julie Alperstein, here to work on Ricky's farm for the summer. Fraser straightens his shoulders in that formal way he has and heads off. Simon's on his way to the caravan park, though he sounded groggy when Georgie phoned him first thing, and she knows it's a bad day for him. Was always going to be a bad day. Alexis's birthday. The first since his death. Trish is not coming in, though. Trish has handed in her notice. Jump in before I'm pushed, she'd said, and Georgie had wanted to say that she'd no intention of pushing anyone anywhere, that she'd been trying to help, secure her another posting. But there'd been that tightness in her jaw, and she'd paused when she should have spoken, and Trish filled the silence with, "Do you need me to work the notice?" Georgie only knew she didn't want anyone staying where they didn't want to be, and she's thinking about Fergus again, as she stands at the door to the room just along from intensive care, where Lee Prowell was treated last night, where they saved his life. A monitor is beeping beside the bed, and he's covered in a thin hospital sheet, eyes closed. Except his eyes flick open, and he's staring at her. She's still holding the doorframe. She drops her hands, returns his stare.